Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. Phones are open. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160 here tonight. It's Ian Reed.
And Joa.
Joa's here from Breaking the Flaw. That's his channel over on Odyssey and YouTube. Reed is from Naturalist Capitalist, also on Odyssey and YouTube. And like I said, the phones are open. We've been talking about independence here tonight with the Western Canadian provinces talking about independence with the Wexit movement that we learned about after, Joa, your story. That I don't even know how far we got through before we got sidetracked on it, but was talking about this Alberta province not quite declaring independence, but essentially passing a law that basically puts the federal government of Canada on notice, essentially saying, look, if you guys are going to encroach against the Canadian Constitution by, say, restricting guns, which is something they've done in recent months up there, that there's going to be some pushback from Alberta. Was there more, Joa, that you wanted to share from that story?
I mean, there's a lot of really good stuff in this article, but I'll continue where I was at. Premier Smith is reportedly, this is Danielle Smith, I guess Premier is like what, a governor?
Basically.
Or something like that. Premier Smith is reportedly not a member of any secessionist movement, but has opposed all pandemic measures, including vaccines and masks.
Wow.
Her government has suggested that Alberta's law could be used to reject federal authority and laws in several areas, including public health, the environment, and firearms, which is really egregious in Canada.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of Canadians love their guns. It's just, you know.
Well, they're dealing with this federal government that has, if I recall correctly, it was this year that they passed something in Canada that said essentially that you could no longer transfer guns. You could not buy them anymore. You could not sell them. You could not give them away. Like you had a, there was like a grace period where you could do those things, and that period I think has ended. Now I don't know if there are exceptions. I don't know if there's like a carve out for like a varmint rifle or something like that. But basically, a lot of the guns in Canada are now forbidden.
Critics say the law is a constitutional overreach by the province and warn that it is unlikely to survive a court challenge. They also say the legislation may cause investors to shy away from Alberta and could jeopardize Indigenous people's rights and treaty obligations. That's kind of ironic.
Wow.
And Indigenous people probably love this. Like, you know, further getting away from this centralized governing body. I mean,
seems like a no-brainer.
Right? We will not stand idly by. We will not allow it to happen. The National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Roseanne Archibald, I guess they say it, said in the Guardian article, the Federation of Sovereign Indigenous Nations, Treaty 6 and Treaty 7 chiefs say the Sovereignty Act infringes on their treaty rights. Well, maybe. It's it's going to contradict a lot of laws.
So
right?
Basically, they found some high-ranking, pro-government Indian person
influence type people.
That sounds like that, they're getting welfare, right? Like, I mean, it's the same thing happened in Canada where, like, there's certain, like here in the U.S., there's the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and they basically are they hand out welfare to these Indian reservations, and they regulate them, right? So, like, that's same stuff.
It's not a popular opinion, but it seems what the government has done to just Indigenous people, not just in the States, I guess Canada probably too, is that they get them stuck on welfare, and all they do is, you know, they do drugs or drink all day.
Yep.
And it's because they don't have a need to work or anything like that. And they're losing their sort of, you know, their spirit. I mean, the better way to say it, their spirit of who they are as a people. It's so crazy that they're blinded to this because it's so comfortable for them, right?
Well, yeah, but again, what are the average natives say, right? Like, they talk to the head of the whatever tribe or something like that, who's probably cashing the checks from whatever the Canadian equivalent of the Bureau of Indian Affairs is. So, like, what do the average people think?
Now, here's another twist here. Next article, paragraph. One of the driving forces of the new law was the fact that a majority of supporters have long argued that the federal government has exploited the wealth generated by the province's lucrative energy industry for the benefit of other provinces while dismissing pressing needs in Alberta, including increased funding for health care. The vast majority of Alberta's energy is exported, with the largest portion going to the United States.
Yeah, there's a lot of oil up there.
Exactly. And it's like, I feel like, maybe it's of interest to the, you know, big oil to want independence as well, because it's going to, you know, probably cut down on their taxes. Or it's just industry in general is probably looking at this as a good way. So anyways, Trudeau's climate change agenda, gun control, and its government's infringements of individual freedoms only serve to bolster the Sovereignty Act's support among Albertans, who will no longer tolerate Ottawa's out-of-touch policy and threats to their oil industry.
Speaking of out-of-touch stuff, I don't know if you guys heard, but they also just banned single-use plastics. So, like, you can't get a plastic spork anymore in Canada, or at least when this thing goes into effect next year or whenever it is, you just can't get that stuff anymore. And so obviously that's not as serious as gun prohibitions, but it's just one of those other issues that's just an annoyance for people out there.
Or just reuse your plastic, your forks.
Yeah, they're not
gonna like, no, this is multi-use plastic.
But that's the kind of crap that they're dealing with.
I know. It's sad.
It's just the signaling stuff. I mean, we've seen it here in the United States where, you know, some of the more leftist places, San Francisco or California or wherever, will pass similar things. Like, oh, well, we're going to ban plastic straws. And then you still have paper straws, which, of course, are garbage that they just stop working mid-usage. But yet they still come in like a plastic wrap. So it's all just so silly. It's such, like, signaling to show how concerned they are for the environment. And it's just a bunch of crap.
Well, Danielle Smith, backing down, she says, I hope that we've sent a message to Ottawa that we will vigorously defend our constitutional areas of jurisdiction, and they should just butt out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's, you know, I love it.
I mean, I don't normally say that about what politicians say very often, but that's the kind of attitude that I really have an appreciation for in a politician, is somebody who's willing to literally tell a federal government to butt out. Right, so that's a good step. That's a nice thing to say, and they're taking action at the same time. So kudos to them.
It just seems like there's a lot of other opinions here. So I think that's pretty much wrapping it up. Let me just read this one last thing, is that in the meantime, the new act is clearly a game changer for the Canadian federal government's rules of engagement and should be something to watch. I'm definitely going to watch this now. And I'm excited for this Wexit. It's good that we're seeing this. I knew that there was one going on in Ottawa, but now we got something on the Western front.
There's one in Ottawa? Are you thinking of Quebec?
Quebec.
Yeah, the Quebec independence movement goes back a long ways. I know that the founder of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, did some research into that, and that was, you know, 20-something years ago when he was doing that research. So they've never actually pulled it off. The Ottawan secessionists have never successfully done it, but they've always been noteworthy.
Actually, maybe I should read this one part here. The Alberta Sovereignty Act loosely resembles the U.S., Kentucky, and Virginia resolutions in which Thomas Jefferson and James Madison sought to nullify the federal Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798. Those resolutions stated that the Constitution limits federal authority to certain enumerated powers, that the congressional acts exceeding those powers are violations of the Constitution, and that each state has the right and duty to determine the constitutionality of federal laws and prevent application of unconstitutional federal laws in its own territory.
Wouldn't that be nice?
So I know you guys already talked about this a little bit, but they still respect the Crown of England in Canada, right? Even though they have their own sovereign government.
Yeah.
Something weird. Yeah.
Correct. I'm not sure what the arrangement is, but the Crown's still in charge to some extent.
Right.
I mean, unless you're, like, talking to some mainstream media, you know, watcher up in Canada, they're likely, these people are like, oh, yeah, I don't, Yeah, we don't follow the Brits. Get out of here.
Well, I mean,
we're Canadians.
What's the crown going to do if Alberta decides to go ahead and have its own secession movement? I mean, they're going to roll in tanks from the UK. They're not going to send out the redcoats.
You know, take your queen off your coins.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. We'll get into a little bit about this Wexit. I got a little bit of information about it, and you can share your thoughts.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Inflation is a real problem. And for those who don't know, it's not what they tell you in the mainstream media. Inflation is an increase in the money supply. And that results usually in prices going up. So prices going up is not inflation. That is a symptom of inflation, but you still have to deal with it. You still have prices are going up at the grocery store. Prices are going up on pretty much everything that you buy. So what do you do about that? Well, there are alternatives. You can take those dollars that you're earning, and you can buy things like gold and silver. And according to BullionMax.com, gold and silver are some of the most stable assets in recorded history. Savvy investors have for generations been getting into gold and silver, and it's certainly not too late for you. You can go to BullionMax.com/FTL. Maybe you're old school. Maybe you've been around the gold and silver world for a while. Go ahead and grab their silver starter kit because you only get one per household. And Free Talk Live listeners get employee pricing on it. It's 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints, and they throw in a free gold back. You've heard us talking a lot about the gold back here on Free Talk Live. This is a great excuse to get your hands on one and see how beautiful they really are. They're an amazing product. So check this out. And if you're brand new, this is a perfect introduction to the world of gold and silver. Thanks to BullionMax.com/FTL. It's a great time to invest in precious metals like, well, all the time is. At BullionMax.com/FTL, get your silver starter kit. And if you've already gotten the silver starter kit, dig around through their inventory. They're always getting all kinds of cool, unique products in there at BullionMax.com/FTL. It's Ian Reed and Joa here in the studio tonight. We've been talking about independence in Canada now. So it's not just for U.S. states. There's also the Wexit Alberta Movement, their website, wexitmovement.com. It's not just Alberta. According to wexitmovement.com, they are advocating for the western provinces, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and British Columbia, which on its own would be a huge country. I mean, these are large provinces, and there are four of them. So it would be a huge country that would separate out as Western Canada or maybe some other name. And they want to leave Eastern Canada because of, well, the fact is there's most of the population in Eastern Canada. They control the parliament there. And like a lot of the places that want to secede, whether it be Eastern Oregon wanting to leave because of Portland, or whether it be Northern California wanting to leave because of the hard leftist California cities, this is a pretty common thing that we're seeing these days, is the people in the rural areas are sick of being ruled by the city folk. And they got to do something about it. And complaining about it is, you know, not going to change things.
So I think most of the resources in Canada are in these western regions that want to secede.
There's right? certainly plenty of oil.
Lumber. Yeah. A lot of stuff.
They've got some negotiating power mm-hmm. as a result of that. They don't have a lot of voting power, though, unfortunately. No. But Exer or Wexit here, according to the BBC article about them, now this is actually going back to 2019. I did not find a whole lot recent about it, but I'm just going to jump ahead to where they actually talk about, because the beginning parts of the article are just sort of about general things regarding Canada and, you know, some of the like percentage of parliament. For instance, Alberta only gets 10% of Canada's parliament, so that's not a lot. But enter Wexit. The group is campaigning for the western provinces to separate from Canada and form its own nations, or its own nation. It's an old idea that has gained momentum as relations between Alberta and the rest of the country have deteriorated. Separatist candidates have run in Albertan elections since the 1930s, but have never won power, unlike separatist politicians in Quebec. In the 2019 provincial election, the Alberta Independence Party received only about 13,400 votes, or less than 1% of the popular vote. While those results may not signify an impending political reckoning, there are signs that it's growing, according to a recent Environics Institute survey. And this is where things get a little interesting. According to the survey, in Alberta, 56% of respondents agreed with this statement, quote, "Western Canada gets so few benefits from being part of Canada that they might as well go it on their own."
Nice.
56%. Now, that's up 28 points from 2010. Now, this was in 2019 when they did this survey. So to go up 28 points is a huge increase in a
decade. And this is pre-COVID.
Correct, pre-COVID.
Yeah, 2019. Canada, wasn't a, or Western Canada wasn't a huge fan of the regime's choices on how they dealt with COVID in Canada.
Right. Joe's story mentioned that Alberta's premier, Smith, or Danielle, she was completely against all the mandates.
Right.
She was against the mask mandates. She was against the vaccine mandates. And so that's an indicator of how unpopular that stuff was. So it makes you wonder if it was 56% in 2019, what is it now?
They voted her in, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she had a good platform. And, you know, this is a great transition to put these people in. I mean, I'm assuming she's more conservative just because libertarians don't get in office. But she seems very libertarian-like, too, in just those ideas that we've read.
It says that although the separatists can be from any end of the political spectrum, in libertarian Alberta, that's how the BBC's describing it, they tend to be on the right. The party stems from the movement's revival in the 1980s when Liberal Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, that's Justin Trudeau's father, implemented the deeply, allegedly, there are interesting theories that suggest that Justin Trudeau's real father is actually Fidel Castro, but his alleged father, predecessor, let's say, Pierre Trudeau, implemented the deeply unpopular National Energy Program, which centralized control of Albertan oil with the federal government. Now this antipathy has shifted towards his son, the current PM, Justin Trudeau, who, when this article was written, was up for re-election. So obviously he got re-elected because he's still there. So the theory here was that if he were re-elected, that would push this movement forward, the Wexit movement, even further. So you've got Trudeau being re-elected, you've got the COVID crackdowns and restrictions. Now you've got gun restrictions coming into play this year. I mean, just like here in the United States, the federal government is, I mean, I don't know if overplaying its hand is the right term because they're getting away with this stuff. But, you know, we're going to get into a story here if we get the chance about this $1.7 trillion omnibus package here with another $45 billion for Ukraine. I mean, it's just, it's got to be exhausting to these people. They've got to be ready to pull the plug at this point. So I wonder if this polling organization that we're called, what is it here, Environics Institute Survey. I wonder if this is like a regular thing where they're coming back year after year. Because that's what we need to do here in New Hampshire, by the way. We need to keep polling
right.
The people of New Hampshire.
Fast.
Keep getting the news out there. Keep doing things with the state representatives, putting forward more nullification and more secession bills, and just keep that conversation going. Because the reality is, this, a lot of people cannot believe this is possible, right? Like, they don't believe that secession is a possibility or independence is a possibility. But the more people that believe it's possible, the closer it becomes to becoming a reality. Really, it is just a question of, do you believe this is possible? And if we can change people's mind into believing that it is possible, then it can happen. It really can. It's just all about what people believe. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's a little bit of good news. I mean, there's not a lot of good news these days, but there's a little bit of good news coming out of Colorado with psilocybin and other psychedelic drugs becoming legal.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You USA News Update. Three-time World Cup champion Pelé is dead at the age of 82. He died in Brazil after being hospitalized due to cancer. The forward won his first World Cup at age 17 and would do so two more times, the only player with such a trophy count. Progressive lawmakers are criticizing the Department of Transportation over the Southwest Airlines meltdown. If you were among the victims of the delays at Southwest Airlines,
save every receipt. So save receipts for rental cars, housing, hotels, and do request refunds from Southwest.
Clint Henderson, managing editor of the Points Guy Travel Tips website. Amazon is working on a standalone app with sports content. Reports say the app is aimed at highlighting Amazon's deals with the NFL, Premier League, and the New York Yankees. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about, making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, we've got Ian Reed.
And Joa.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. You can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. We're going to go to the phones here, and then we'll give you a little bit of good news with something I didn't even know was going on out in Colorado. Apparently, there was a ballot measure this year to allow voters to vote on legalizing, not cannabis. They already did that back in, like, 2014. Now they've legalized psychedelics, natural psychedelics like DMT and psilocybin and others. We'll talk about that. First, we got Sarah, quote-unquote, calling from New Mexico. Sarah?
No, this is amazing.
Oh, okay.
And DMT? Huh? Is that really a natural occurring drug?
Is what?
DMT, is that a natural occurring drug, like psilocybin?
Yes, sir, it is. DMT is present in many plants.
Ah, damn, I did not know that.
In fact, some people say that the body's pineal gland actually generates DMT at the time of death. It floods
actually,
your...
you can extract DMT from grass, is what I heard.
I've heard that, too, yeah. I don't know if you want to, but you could.
Who's grass?
any like normal grass, but it's not the ideal way to do it, that there are some plants that are sort of known for being able to extract DMT, but supposedly it exists and could be done from grass.
Yeah. It's confusing. Very, very
what else you
confusing.
Got, Major?
Well, I'm thinking about, oh, God, all the craziness you guys have been talking about tonight. There's the English, what do they call themselves, the United Emirates or whatever, they have been disarming their population for
yes.
200 years. And every time they come into a crisis, they beg us for a blunderbuss or whatever will throw a hunk of lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't understand. I mean, New Hampshire, you guys, what you're trying to accomplish is cataclysmic, and I hope it transpires.
But, you're talking about secession. You're talking about New Hampshire independence, NHX.
I'm talking about all of us being free.
LRN.FM.
Man, you can't say that on the radio, Major. Come on, you know better than that. This isn't Beard Talk Live, where you can just say any old thing you want to. Unfortunately, we still have the FCC to deal with. But I get his frustration, and there is some palpable frustration with being unfree in the United States. But the reality is, I'm sorry, if you're not inside New Hampshire, if you're not a libertarian moving to New Hampshire, the odds you're going to be free anytime soon, probably next to zero. Because in order for the rest of the United States to have more freedom, we would have to have it here in New Hampshire first and then sort of set the example for the rest of the country, the rest of the world, like to prove that libertarian ideas work, that getting government out of industry actually makes things better, brings prices down, makes more competition, improves everything for people by allowing the market to actually operate. By getting the government out of the way, we could show that, but it would take a little bit of time, right? Like to end the war on drugs, to show people that things are better. Luckily, we're seeing in Oregon, for instance, where they've actually in 2020 voted to allow small amounts of possession of drugs there. It hasn't ended the world in Oregon, so we are going to be able to look at a few different places. But the more we can set an example for things like that for the rest of the country, the better odds that some other states might start trying freedom in certain areas. But we got to have more people here first. You can't just sit around and wait. If you actually care about liberty, you've got to get here. You've got to get active. You've got to be, whether it's with the Libertarian Party or infiltrating the two major parties, it's working here. We have thousands who've moved here, but we need thousands more. This thing's just getting started. So anyway, here's the good news for the day from MarijuanaMoment.net. And I had no idea this was going on. Certain psychedelics are now officially legal to possess and grow in Colorado under a new state law, with the governor formally declaring the results of a ballot initiative that voters approved last month. Governor Jared Polis issued the proclamation Tuesday, along with seven others for separate ballot measures, about a week earlier than he's required to do under the state constitution. While there are still several steps that must be taken to fully implement other aspects of the reform, which also involves creating quote-unquote healing centers for supervised psychedelic sessions, possession, cultivation, and sharing of certain substances by adults 21 and older is now legal under state law in Colorado.
So it's not restricted to these centers where they're supervised?
No, as I understand it,
additional.
If you want to grow some mushrooms in your own home, it sounds to me like that's legal. Now, I'm sure there's a limit. You probably can't go crazy and like fill your whole house with a mushroom grow operation, but if you're growing enough for personal use, sounds like it might be legal. Again, don't take legal advice from me, but I'll give you a little more here from the story. The proclamation provides a little bit of background on the vote and describes the initiative, which covers the following. Psilocybin, that's the active ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms. Ibogaine, mescaline, which is, according to this, is the mescaline that's not derived from peyote, so I'm not sure, because that's always what I've heard mescaline is. I don't know enough about mescaline to be able to say what the mescaline would be derived from, if not from peyote. So if you know more about that, feel free to weigh in. And then DMT and psilocin. So those are the things. These are sort of the natural range of psychedelics that are not, like, manufactured, right? Like, so LSD, for instance, is something that you kind of have to go through, like, a chemical process in order to synthesize that. But here, these are things that can be extracted from plants. And so that's how they got this thing to pass, which is amazing. So kudos to the people there in Colorado. So I guess what they share here next is the actual text that people voted on. So here's what people voted on. Quote, shall there be a change to the Colorado revised statutes concerning legal regulated access to a natural medicine for persons 21 years of age or older and, in connection therewith, defining natural medicine as certain plants or fungi that affect a person's mental health and are controlled substances under state law, establishing a natural medicine regulated access program for supervised care, and requiring the Department of Regulatory Agencies to implement the program and comprehensively regulate natural medicine to protect public health and safety, creating an advisory board to advise the department as to the implementation of the program, granting local government limited authority to regulate the time, place, and manner of providing natural medicine services, allowing limited personal possession, use, and uncompensated sharing of natural medicine. So that's where you would be able to give away mushrooms or DMT or whatever, but you wouldn't be able to legally charge for it. And they probably have it written to where, like, you probably aren't going to be able to get away by saying, oh, well, I'm going to give you these mushrooms, but the baggie they're coming in is $35 for the Ziploc bag.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably not going to be able to get away with that, but who knows? We'll see what kind of challenges and creative things people come up with.
Oh, yeah.
But usually they write this stuff in a way that excludes that.
But you have similar things to, like here in New Hampshire, they could use that ruling where, you know, this tribe, right, was using mushrooms, correct?
That's right, yeah, the Oklavoya tribe.
And, like, they could say that, like, you know, where you're just joining the church or something. And, you know, this isn't a means to go around the law. This is, like, literally, like, if you believe that it's your religion mm-hmm. and you want to have a spiritual retreat, that you should be able to do that.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of creative methods people come up with. The rest of the statement would include criminal and civil immunity for authorized providers and users of natural medicine, and in limited circumstances, allowing the retroactive removal and reduction of criminal penalties related to the possession, use, and sale of natural medicine. That was the question that the people of Colorado voted into effect, which sounds like they're going to be giving people pardons after the fact for those who've been convicted of this stuff, which is also good news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is Free Talk Live? You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything you want here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. We're talking about a little bit of good news before we get to some bad news, this omnibus bill thing. Hopefully we'll dig into that just a little bit. But really, I'm really happy to see that in Colorado, this sounds like something you'd expect to just see in, like, a Denver resolution, because it was Denver that had passed a couple of years ago a resolution decriminalizing possession of mushrooms within the city limits of Denver. But now you've got the entire state of Colorado in a ballot measure that, according to MarijuanaMoment.net, received 53.64% of the popular vote. So, of course, there's plenty of red counties that were against it, but enough people voted this thing in, and so psychedelics, natural-based psychedelics such as psilocybin, ibogaine, mescaline, DMT, and psilocin are all now legal, according to this story here at MarijuanaMoment.net. They are legal for limited, quote-unquote, limited personal possession use and uncompensated sharing of natural medicine. So if you've got some mushrooms and you want to give some to your friends, according to this, it's fully legal. They've also created, various different bureaucracies, advisory boards, and local government can limit the regulate the time, place, and manner of providing, quote, natural medicine services. So I'm not real clear as to what natural medicine services means, but this is definitely great news for the people of Colorado, and it's good news for the rest of us as well, because when one state is willing to kind of step out of line as far as the federal government is concerned, because it does point out here that all of these substances are still prohibited by the federal government and their drug schedule. But once you get one state that's willing to go out and sort of test the line here, then that's good, because a lot of times when you put forward some bill like we had in New Hampshire earlier this year, there was a bill that would have decriminalized psychedelic mushrooms here. And, of course, one of the same old things that the state reps, they always got to trot out is, well, it's still federally illegal. Okay, well, it's federally illegal, and now we get to watch what happens in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Is the DEA going to come in there and start raiding people's homes who've got, like, one fish tank with some mushrooms in them? I don't think we're going to see those things happen. We didn't see it happen with cannabis, and I don't think we're going to see it here either. The measure legalizes personal use amounts of the included psychedelics. Now, while it doesn't set a specific numerical definition for those limits, there is no commercial sales component beyond legal access at the licensed healing centers. The governor said in a press release, quote, Coloradans voted and participated in our democracy, officially validating the results of the citizen and referred initiatives is the next formal step in our work to follow the will of the voters and implement these voter-approved measures. At the state level, the next step is for the governor to make appointments to this Natural Medicine Advisory Board under the Department of Regulatory Agencies to assist with implementation. The board must develop and submit recommendations on a number of psychedelic-related issues, including public education campaigns, research, and ensuring equitable access. So, you know, that's definitely a side of this I don't really care for. I don't want to see new government bureaucracy created. But that said, this would be one of those things where, well, do you vote as a libertarian? Who votes? When you're provided this particular wording to vote on, knowing that there's going to be some extra government bureaucrats created from this thing, do you go ahead and pull the vote for yes simply because the harm reduction?
Yeah, isn't that kind of what's been taking place in New Hampshire with weed legalization? Aren't a lot of free staters waiting for a bill that doesn't create more bureaucracy? Isn't that kind of the fight that's been going on here?
I think that's some of it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope that some are. I mean, some of the free staters are just plowing ahead saying, hey, we'll pass regulations just because we want to end the war on marijuana. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the wrong way to go about it. I think waiting is the right answer in the case here, but in one of the key differences between Colorado and here, of course, is Colorado has ballot measures and New Hampshire doesn't.
Right.
New Hampshire, you cannot get something onto the ballot by getting a bunch of signatures from the people. And to some extent, that's a good thing, right? Like, yeah, it's nice to be able to do things like legalize cannabis through a ballot measure, but the ballot measures also can be used to make government bigger in right. a lot of ways. So I think...
Yeah, I feel like our rights would be eroded quicker, in that sense.
I think.
But once we get enough free staters here, we could, you know, probably make that change.
Yeah, I think in Oregon, didn't they? They did pass or almost passed an assault weapons ban with a ballot measure.
I think they did pass it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, constitutional violation yeah. passed with a ballot measure. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we are better off without that. But that said, you know, I think this would have been a no-brainer. People should have voted for this, and they did, because overall, it does do a good thing. According to this story here, what's going to take a little bit more time is establishing psilocybin healing centers. Regulators have until January 2024 to establish rules for trained facilitators to work at the centers, and they must be ready to implement the therapeutic program and begin accepting license applications. So at first, these healing centers will only involve psilocybin and psilocin, but by June 1st of 2026, they could start recommending other psychedelics such as ibogaine, mescaline, and DMT be added to the list of substances can be used at the facilities. So... again, it's not real clear to me what this is. Is this a place where there's like a therapist and you're having a session with like a licensed therapist to try to address some sort of issue, you know, that you have? Or are you just like hiring a room where you can trip? I mean, I'm not real sure what this is, but that's something they're currently developing. The governor said he's excited about the reform, calling psychedelics promising as a treatment option for certain mental health conditions. And, you know, this guy's running out in front of the parade and acting like he's been there the whole time. I mean, he's doing your typical politician thing, but he's not wrong. These things are very promising as far as treatment for certain mental conditions. People with PTSD have literally been cured by using psychedelic mushrooms. People with other problems, I think, like mushrooms have been used for treating addictions. So alcoholism, for instance, has been close to solved for some people with, like, one dose in the right therapeutic settings. So this is pretty interesting. Certain psychedelics advocates have actively opposed the initiative, including some activists who pushed for an alternative measure that didn't make the ballot. Those activists argued the initiative imposes too many regulations for entheogenic substances and would benefit corporate interests that want to provide psychedelic treatment services. So that's the other side to the story, that there's just too much protectionism here in this particular thing. But for what it's worth, you can now apparently use and possess several different psychedelic substances in Colorado. So that's great news. In other news, Reed, you've been kind of, as best you can, even though you've been working straight for 16 days, you've been following the latest Ukraine giveaway. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I think it was originally going, it's in the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill, and I believe originally it was going to be $37 billion.
That wasn't enough.
And now it's $45 billion. And
that's going to help them so much more, right? Because,
oh, yeah,
you know, an extra $8 billion is really going to make the difference.
Oh, yeah. And I guess Biden signed it right after we started the show tonight.
That's right.
So it's law.
It passed the Senate with a supermajority, I would say, 60-something to 20-something,
yeah,
basically. And I didn't get the number on the House vote on that, but it passed there, too.
Yeah.
So, done deal.
The funny thing is, I've realized the transformation I've gone through in the last couple years. So roughly, actually almost exactly 2 years ago, the COVID relief bill of 2020 was passed.
This was the first one?
This is the second one.
Oh, the second one, okay.
Which was, I think, it was almost as big, and it was just, it was introduced in the morning and passed in the evening, and it was like 5,500 pages. And what little people could actually get out of it before it was passed was that most of the money was going overseas to other countries,
mm-hmm,
and just to
and corporate
special
welfare
interest groups, and just absolutely insane. I was pulling my hair out, losing my mind that this was passing. And now this one, it is a little bit smaller, but
only
still
4,000 something pages.
$1.7 trillion or whatever, and I don't even care.
Hey, that's smaller government.
Yeah, smaller government.
4,000
We're going
pages
the right way. Yeah.
Hey, Republicans, pat yourselves on the back for this one.
Yeah, but I'm just like, I mean, I'm so beyond caring, I guess, at this point.
What can you do about it?
I can't do anything, so.
I mean, what, call your senator. That's going to make a difference.
Yeah, we saw how that worked with the Yemen resolution.
It's never worked.
Never worked.
They don't care what you think. They've got people to deal with you. That's why they have staff. Mm-hmm. That's one of the nice things about living here in New Hampshire is they don't have any staff. The state representatives?
And
go ahead.
We have the better, you know, representation per capita here than anywhere else, I believe, right?
Absolutely. 400 state reps for 1.4 million people.
Yep.
And it breaks down to like 30, or I think 3,000 something per rep. Out of time tonight. Check these guys out. Breaking the Flaw for Joa and Natural.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.